Michael Rutherford, who plays that weird-looking instrument, which is, I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's got two necks on it, and it's a guitar. And he plays with a group called Genesis, who have been slowly but surely, over, I say, the last past half year here in Cleveland, been gaining quite a groundswell.
Longer than that. Yeah, definitely. NCR was heavy into Genesis a year ago.
Really? Where were you a year ago?
No, I just heard about it.
That's Debbie. And we're going to be talking to Michael and just asking him about the concert and everything. So anybody who feels free to ask a question at any point, go right ahead, anywhere around. How did you like your show last night? How did you feel the group came off?
We enjoyed it. They were a nice audience. It was a nice gig. We were a bit sloppy in places. I mean, you know, as a band, we tend to be very critical, and so often performances, which in fact, to all intents and purposes, were really good, we were hypercritical of. But last night was good, I thought.
Okay, during Alice's restaurant, we were discussing here the fact that a lot of people who go to Genesis concerts tend to be people with lots of criticisms. What was your explanation of that?
Oh, no.
I had one.
It wasn't quite like that. No, well, I was just saying that a lot of people these days, they come away from the concert and they have a lot of praise for the visual side,
mm-hmm.
or a lot of criticism for the visual side, and they talk less and less about the music.
Okay.
It's basically not where it's at.
Yeah, right. Well, my speculation is that people who appreciate Genesis aren't sensation-oriented people. They're people also who can appreciate how precise and magnificent the music is. And therefore, they're people who, because they can appreciate all the nuances, are also more sensitive to the details.
Yeah, I agree with that, because very often something we have to think about is that the minute you project anything visually in front of people, you put it onto music that has the music itself suggests images.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the wrong images for those people, it really messes them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they hear a bit of music which they imagine as, I don't know what, elephants charging.
Whatever.
And you've got fairies tripping through the wood.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you don't really get it that bad, but you can often interpret things wrongly, and you can't help that.
You mean in terms of the slide
that sort of
projections?
Thing, yeah.
Right.
Who does those, by the way?
The slide projections. We got together with some of them are done by the band and a photographer. We got together and talked and worked out, and some Les Ady, who operates our stage lights, made.
Mentioning that the aspect about the fine tuning that is involved in your music, you know, the preciseness in that, I was just struck with an idea. I happened to see an elderly person sitting in the audience last night.
Elderly
is about good. 50 or 60. Good. Really, and it kind of spooked me for a minute, but then I just imagined the whole scene, and it was like a classical concert, you know, like it could have been the symphony orchestra, and...
You're right, because, yeah, we always think that, and we're trying to get through to people of an older age, you know, I think a lot of people, I don't know how old everyone is here, no, anywhere between 20 and 60, but more between sort of 20 and 35, don't go to concerts, because...
Right.
They've got into their heads that it's automatically very loud, very noisy. Everyone's jumping up and down.
Right.
And they wouldn't do that kind of... They get put off by the kind of image that rock music has, so to speak.
Right.
And I would like to break through that a lot more. I don't know how we will, but I mean, we're going in that direction. Anything we can do that does it.
As I understand it, you specifically cut out a couple of things that you used to do in performance just to make the show less rock and rolly. Is that true? The knife and...
Oh, no, that wasn't why we do it.
Good.
I mean, no, I mean, well, whatever music comes out, then it comes out at various stages over the years. The show is, the music we play on stage has been, at times, like, say, more acoustic, or there's been the shows that have gone out which have been more sort of, have been a bit heavier. It comes and goes.
Mm-hmm. Last night was the first time that I had been to a Genesis show, but I was with some people who have been to many before, three or four before, and their feeling... was that the subtle improvement is just amazing. And the analogy I heard was the difference between a conductor who does not have his or her orchestra under control versus one who does. And that last night, it seemed to him, anyway,
as opposed to the time before.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a really nice thing to say.
Yeah.
My friends for life.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have questions about the visual effects. Do you mind talking about some of that? Like, for example, how is
I will ask the questions on music. Here, go on.
How is the Supper's Ready bomb? How does that happen?
Bomb. It's a mixture of flash powder and gunpowder.
Yeah.
I mean, people have been having flashes on stage. You know, Aladdin's been coming out of...
Yeah.
out of the floor, out of a flash for years.
But somehow it seems just, you timed it just right.
It's a question of timing. Right, the mirror ball. If you look back into dance halls about, well, 50 years ago, yeah, I'm sure you'll find there's been, there were mirror balls then, you know.
Right.
It's not original, but it's just how you use it.
Yeah,
if you use it at the right time,
really well,
and you use it, say, just once, then you're okay.
Right.
A lot of little things like that, which we like, which are sort of just one-off things.
Mm. Okay, go ahead. No, I'm asking
after
all.
You.
Take a turn.
Okay. How do you feel about them re-releasing that the ABC Genesis album and now the live one?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I always like it when material comes out, because it means people get to hear it who wouldn't otherwise hear it. It's just that it's an awful drag that it couldn't have done. Say everyone got into Sinning About the Pound, which is our current album, and Atlantic had the live album and the old one on ABC. They could have, like, you know, maybe a year's time put together a nice cut price album for those who like Genesis and want to hear some old stuff, you know, whereas it comes out as, like, it's advertised as a current album. No one says it was made a while back, you know. And I mean, I like it. It's nice, but it's I think we've improved since then.
Right, and you also said something about you probably won't do any of that material from
the ABC album
again on stage.
No. You got. I mean, I think people understand it because, you know, material, you just can't keep playing it all the time. But we got this wild idea of a concert we're going to do sometime. It would happen first in England, because they know us very well there.
Okay.
You've got to do it when people know you backwards,
right,
in a way. Of like, doing, say, three or four sets. And we'd have to, I'm not sure we can remember how to play half of them. We'd have to rehearse some old material and start off the first set, say, the Trespass album, with just us on stage in sort of jeans, how we used to be.
Right.
And then we'd develop the whole show with the music. And it would be nice if you have a curtain to come down, and then you'd change the set would build up, and you'd go through until the present time.
Just
it would be fun.
The story of Genesis.
Yeah,
live
it's a kind of it's an ego thing to do, so people have got to know you, because they never heard of you, and you suddenly do all the history of.
You know, so you could do that in England, which would be received quite well. I think it'd be a good idea to do it in the States, though, because for that reason, the people don't aren't that aware of the past, and it would really.
So do I, but I mean, I think we need to be a bit more well known over here before we do it.
That's an idea.
A bit more established.
I'll tell you what we'd do, Michael Rutherford. We'll play a little bit from your new album, okay? How's that?
Yeah.
The album's called Selling England by a Pound, and a thing you did last night that Peter just introduced so beautifully. His rambling raps. I know you don't get to hear all of them, but they just kind of lead in so nicely. And much better than I could ever do. All I can say, this is the fourth or fifth in Genesis from their latest album, Selling England by the Pound. Michael Rutherford, can you tell us anything about Peter Gabriel? What's the dude really like? Because he's such a showman on stage.
Who is Peter Gabriel?
Yeah, that's about it.
Has he had theater experience, like theater training?
No, he hasn't. It's just kind of, he developed his stage performance as the gigs were. He started off, because we were so long in between numbers, getting ready for the next one, and tuning up, that he started his stories, and then he started his movements. And...
But incredible, the things he does across the stage. Someone likened him a little bit to Bowie from that, you know, the rock showcase atmosphere aspect or whatever, you know. It doesn't seem as though it was going to happen, when, you know, just didn't expect it from Genesis, and yet it was kind of a, you know, really a super show, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
as much a ballet as music, as visuals, as anything else. You know?
Very cosmic. It's been a natural development for us, so it's always hard to explain kind of how and why it happened.
I guess, are you guys currently, like, writing anything in along the lines of a new album?
Yeah, a little bit too. After this tour, we're going back to make the next album.
Who does write? Do you all take turns? It's never broken down on the liner notes.
It always says no, and that's because it is everyone. We're very much a band, and we write together.
Does anyone take a particular concern toward the words and someone else's music?
No, in fact, we all write...
Everything.
We all write the lyrics. I think, in fact, Pete probably writes more lyrics, but it varies album to album, actually. But it's, that's why, really, it takes us a long time to write the album, because we kind of like everyone to like things before we go on. And if a bit comes in, you know, and it's, there's like an energy level, if there's enough energy.
Yeah.
Not everyone, one guy's not so wild, you know, but there's enough energy to carry it through, then it'll go through, and that's how it happens.
Can I ask you, how did that single do, I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe, from the Selling England by the Pound album, do in England?
Well, we have a hit singer in England now.
Is that tune?
Yeah.
I Know What It Is.
It's funny, because just a long time ago when we first started writing, we were sort of writing, they were fairly simple songs, you know. And we released a couple of singles and then died of death, you know.
It's a different kind of a tune, you know. It's a short thing, and it's kind of like a little bopper mover.
That's the way it happened, really, because it was written, and normally something like that would be sort of developed or put into a longer piece, but this bit just seemed to be right to just stick on that little bit and just make it a short thing.
Is the thing about it's 1 o'clock and time for lunch, is that all on the 45?
I think it is. Yes. Oh, it is. I'm sure it is. I was trying to think, but you know, on stage and on the album, there's a long drone before.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We cut that out, I think.
Ah.
And we cut most of it out because I guarantee that the disc jockeys in England would talk over anyway. Right. The English disc jockeys are very much sort of.
Labby.
Yeah.
They are here too, but thank God, not at WMMS.
Naming no names, no stations. Yeah, right.
Right. The only one. Well, Michael, thank you for stopping by, and we look forward to the second show. And when will it be, you know, next time around for Cleveland?
We're coming back here after the summer, so it'll be, I guess, November.
We will look forward to it.
Okay, well, I hope we have a new... Yeah, because we've been doing 2 shows here, which have been musically very similar. The production's changed, and we've rearranged things, but it's basically it's the same album, but
right.
We're playing mainly. And next time we'll have a new one.